We know that we don't have much time to chase the moon to the sunrise. Just let me get lost in your eyes. Flying high, falling fast, making every second last. Giving and giving it up while we're young. Loving crazy, running free.
Hey, this is April Cry. I'm hanging out with Donald here at Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Oh, dear.
Hey, let's get started, guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Special, I don't know if you call this a special episode
it's
or
a
not.
Very special
it is special.
Episode.
Well, it's special because of our guest, honestly. Oh, I will say
naturally.
That. But it is also really different and exciting at the same time because we're not at my house, Kevin.
Nope.
We are actually at VitaFlow. A good buddy of mine, Michael Haley, he's awesome. I am a regular when it comes to, let's just say, it's hard for Kevin for me to be more awesome, but honestly, I'm being honest.
Self goal.
And this is the credit that I give VitaFlow because you come and they hook you up and it's like, tell me how you're feeling. Tell me what you need, what you're lacking. And they put it together and then you're like, oh, I feel like $1 million. So we are in recliners right now. And then I have a guest here, April Cry. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, we're about to be better because guys, we're going to do this whole episode and we are in recliners at VitaFlow getting what I call...
The royal treatment.
The
really?
Royal treatment, and let's just call it the nectar.
The nectar.
We are getting the nectar. So at any point in time, guys, if for whatever reason, I know it's going to be hard, but if I start to sound better in like 5-10 minutes, I know it's hard. I
know
it's
hard.
You'll know why. It's because we're getting the nectar, right?
It's true. It's very true.
Well, and not, I'm, you know, obviously I'm kidding just a little bit, but... You're not. I mean,
I'm not. You're no,
really
honestly,
just, you just told us a story, right?
Yeah. So VitaFlow, my manager, Kristen, introduced me to. She basically said, April, you're going to get an IV and I'm afraid of needles. So I was like, I don't think so. Mm-mm. And she was like, no, you're going. Cause I had a 2-full-day music video shoot.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, it's of course... It's like 40 degrees out and I'm in this little dress and there's a fan blowing on me. So, and then,
did it hurt? I mean, did it hurt? Be honest.
It really didn't.
Come on.
It was a little prick.
That wasn't anything.
And honestly, I was very skeptical at first. And the day after my music video shoot, I was pretty much like, all right, I'm going to pretty much wake up and be like, can't move. And I've never felt better. So then my voice the next day was incredible. I had another shoot the next day, which is crazy. Thanks, Kristen, for scheduling that for me. But no, it's been a lifesaver for me. So,
well, life-changing for me, I'll say that. But either way, I want to thank Michael for letting us.
Yes, thank you.
So we're back in the back. It's called the party room.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I wish I could see this atmosphere. I actually am going to do a little social media, so maybe y'all can. But that's the beauty of podcasting. They can't always see us, April.
Right.
Can't always see us. Which, another fun fact that we just learned is that even if somebody's 10 feet from you, you may not see them.
Right? I'm a little bit blind.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact about me.
Well, it is a fun fact, and I think it's something that you might want to tell your fans just in case, right?
Just in case.
Well, here's why.
Okay.
I know if I was on the front row, right?
Yes.
And so, like, right now, you may not know this, but before this show's over, we're going to be, like, BFF, okay?
I mean, we're already BFFs.
Well, yeah, we are, but I'm just telling the audience that, seriously, so now when I come to a show, I'm going to be like, hey, like this, and if you look directly at me and then don't really react or respond, God, my feelings are going to be hurt.
No, well, but you know why now.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like we're telling the fans here that, so, hey, listen, guys, if for whatever reason you think that there's just kind of like a blank stare,
it's
probably because I can't see you.
It's true. And honestly, it's happened to me out at different events before. Someone will come up to me and I won't know who it is. They'll be waving and they'll have to come right up to me. And then I'll finally be like, oh, hey.
Right. Right.
So bad.
Here's what gets me, though, is that you openly said that you don't tell your eye doctor everything.
Well, okay. So I can't do contacts. It's a weird thing. I can't, for some reason, they just don't, it just, I don't know. I can't just do them.
Okay. I just get concerned for you, but okay, I also he's your eye doctor. Here's the thing.
I wear my glasses when I drive, which is crucial.
Yes.
Very crucial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in any other dangerous situations. But when I'm just, you know, living life, walking around, I'm blind. It's fine.
Well, I can't add much to this conversation because let's move on. It's not my area of expertise. Fortunately, next week I could need glasses, but as of right now, I don't. I if you get the chance to have LASIK, I think she is saying, hey, guys, if y'all want to pay for LASIK, you're okay with that?
Yeah, we're going to do a GoFundMe for the April Cry LASIK surgery fund, so feel free.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, all the guys are coming in now. I'm so excited. They're bringing in the nectar. So are you?
Yep. Yes.
Kevin's over there.
This fun pause in the podcast. It's amazing.
There is no fun pause. This is real.
This is real life, guys.
Yeah, we're going to break for a minute and get hooked up. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, we're back. So we're all now have stuff hooked up to us.
If it gets weird,
bags of fluid.
We're not sorry.
No, definitely. This is not awesome. Sorry. Kevin, I don't know. I'm going to see if I can work out a deal with Michael. We might record all of them here. How's that? Listen, we're in recliners. Visualize this, guys. We're in recliners. We got bags of nectar, just nectar. Awesomeness.
The nectar.
Yeah, flowing into us right now. So we're getting hydrated on the Mumier Street. Look, this is a local favorite and becoming a huge favorite with all the artists.
It is.
Just because of, like you were talking earlier, it's like, as much as we sing and talk, like hydration right now is the best thing for it, right?
It really is. You know, you try throat coat, you know, you try all these different methods of hydrating, but really water is, that's what it is.
And I have a problem because I don't like water.
Exactly. A lot of people don't.
I don't. I mean, now if I'm, totally dying of thirst, but they usually say if you wait until you're thirsty to drink, it's too late.
And
that's when I like water. And honestly, guys, this is not even a commercial. I'm not even being sponsored. I'm serious. I know this sounds like one big commercial and it's not. I mean, Michael's a buddy, but like I am a regular here. So it just made sense that since you are too, we kind of recorded here. So.
Yeah. I pay full price for this.
Absolutely. And it's not that bad.
It's amazing. It's so worth it.
Definitely worth it. Hey, for the audience, thanks for always tuning in. Just so you know, and I forgot to mention this last time, but Kevin Super Sick McCarty just had a birthday.
I did. Hey, I know.
Happy belated.
Once a year.
Once a year it happens. It's getting really weird.
Yeah, and the thing about us, April, I don't know if you know, we do not get one year older. We get one year better.
That's right.
That's great. I'm going
to
start using
that. I like
to
say I haven't even begun to peak.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I haven't even started.
No. I mean, the best is definitely yet to come because we've actually made... I won't say all, but we've made most of the most common mistakes and some a little, outside the box mistakes. So, and we've survived.
We have.
Hey,
so now going forward,
that's an accomplishment.
Right. But anyway, I had to say that. And then also mention that I just drove in back from Alabama about 2 hours ago for my younger brother's wedding.
Oh, I didn't know 2 hours ago. Wow.
I drove 6 hours after my younger brother's wedding to record you.
Oh my goodness. Tonight. Well, I feel special.
Well, you are.
Thank you for that.
So you don't have to feel special. I'm telling you that you're special. So
sweet.
Thank you. And listen, you're busy. Your schedule is going to be... getting crazy. All of ours really is in the next month. So this was the only time we could do it. And I'm like, this is awesome. So thanks for coming in on a Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
Right.
You're playing tonight, right?
Yeah,
I am at Belcourt Taps, 9 p.m. So that's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, hey, I feel like a lot of people know you. I'm going to assume that no one does. And let's just talk and hang out about Nashville stuff and tell us about yourself. Now, you're recently engaged.
I am. Yes.
The only reason I knew that is I was sitting in the chair, Kevin, and like this bright light kept like literally blinding me.
I mean, he did good, y'all.
Donna was like, turn that light off. And I was like, it's her ring.
Right. And I'm like, well, she's either engaged, okay, or she really doesn't want me to flirt with her. And so she went and found the biggest cubic zirconia.
Oh, that's funny. No, it's that's really very all. Pretty. Thank you so much. And my fiance and I, we've been together since high school, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
We met freshman year of high school. So yeah, he's a good one.
Are we allowed to do the math? Like, tell me, like, how many years is that?
Well, let's see. Collectively, I guess 5 years. Nice. Okay, 7.5 years.
See?
Jeez.
See? See? Yeah, there it goes.
Fine.
And, we're getting the real stuff here. So after that many years, did he just completely surprise you? Or was it one of these where it's like, I don't want to say ultimatum, because it's not. But was it like, hey, 7 years, we know each other. just throwing it out there.
We know
that,
each other.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I think I kind of knew that this year was the year that we were going to get engaged. I was surprised only because he did it on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't expecting
how
it at all.
How unselfish of him. That is a great quality,
which
by the way.
Which just shows how he is.
Yeah.
So I was really surprised. I was like, you know, obviously we'll do whatever you want to do. He wanted to go take our dog for a walk in our favorite park.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, fine. And as soon as we
turned... For his birthday,
that's what he wanted.
He doesn't ask of much, really.
He doesn't. And so we turned the corner, and my best friend, who's a photographer, was there. And I just knew, and there was champagne on the ground, and I was like, oh, here we go. And tears.
Wow.
April cry, for real. April cries
April
all the time.
Cry.
Yeah, now, and that's actually a good lead in here. Are you going to keep your last name? I mean, you can't say hashtag cry if your last name.
Well, you know what? April Cry is my artist name.
Okay.
So I'm always going to have that.
Mm. Yeah.
But I am going to change my name legally to his last name. So
what's his last name?
Should I say that? Can I say
well,
that?
I mean, if he's in like witness protection, no, you should not say his last name.
It's Galtieri. I guess he's not in witness protection.
Okay, good. I always like to hear how, you know, the guys propose these days. I, you know, coming fresh out of my much younger brother's wedding, I've been asked a lot, you know, in this last 48 hours.
Yeah.
And so I'm still, you know, getting great ideas for if and when. And then, you know, if not,
if, when.
If not, this is my match.com profile name.
if and when.
If and when. It's amazing.
Well, you have to understand, like, it's just been thrown in my face all weekend. So it's just so fresh. I had to come up with a lot of different excuses and stories. So anyway.
You know what? I think to each his own. Everyone has their own journey.
Amen. But you know, that's not good enough for Meemaw and aunts.
From
and
South
uncles.
Alabama.
Look, you know.
I hear you.
Right?
I
so.
Hear
anyway, I had some other responses, but you know, I didn't. Anyway, we'll go on. Enough about me. This is really not about me.
I mean, do you want me to interview you? I can
yeah,
do that
like,
too.
Well, obviously, I need
I've
therapy.
I've tried, April. I've tried okay. to interview him, and it gets interesting real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, because
in a
I
good
mean,
way.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people ask what I do, and it's kind of like the hardest question that I have to answer is, what do you do? So it's not about what I do. It's what I'm passionate about. So here's
right.
what I'm passionate about. I am passionate about really good people that have really good talent that are doing really good things. And that's why you're sitting right there.
Aww.
So thanks for coming in. And I love telling stories. That's what I do. Especially in music, because I'm passionate about passion. And all my, you know, music friends or singer-songwriters, if you... Gosh, you have to be passionate about it, right? Because
you
if you aren't, would you ever survive this journey of music?
You have to have really tough skin. And to be honest, going into this, I didn't have tough skin.
Yeah.
And you kind of go through things and you go through a lot of rejection. And, you know, you just go through a lot of these things as an artist. And it kind of just weeds out the people that don't want it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. So Kevin and I, we've been in business most of our adult lives, and you know, we deal with rejection as well. The difference is typically, and we don't like it as much as either, but it's not as personal, right? Because
right.
if somebody rejects us, they're rejecting a product, a service, or you know,
right.
something like that. And what I'm confused about, because if anybody's ever heard you hit a note, nobody's going to say, yeah, you're just not good enough at singing. No, you obviously are phenomenal
oh, you're
at
sweet.
Singing.
Well, I wish that was I wish that was the only thing that it was about, but it's not. Unfortunately, the music business is just very, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
So, and I think one of the things I realized after years of just being in it is you're a business. So you have to kind of, you know.
Yeah. So that, what is that, you know, some of those, crossroads, I guess, up to this point, you know, that I don't think it's abnormal at all for anybody, to wake up one day and have that, what am I doing feeling?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had those?
I've had those moments a lot, actually. It's hard for me to even think, you know, if you're an artist and you haven't had one of those, what am I doing moments? Like, is this real? Like, can this actually be a real thing where I can survive doing my music?
Yeah.
You know? One of those moments. And I've had those multiple times. I mean, you just go through those like really, really low moments as artists. Cause you know, your music is so personal to you. You pretty much, when you're writing a song, your soul is out on the table and you give that to people to listen to. And if, you know, certain people that are gatekeepers in the business don't like your music or whatever it may be, don't like the people you're working with, then that kind of determines your fate.
Yeah.
So it's really tough.
Can you give us a little bit of just a picture of maybe, you said you moved here 5 years ago.
Yes.
So what does that journey look like?
Well, actually, I've been coming here since I was 17 or 18. I grew up in Connecticut, but I have been coming here just meeting people, writing since I was that young. And so I kind of got, I mean, it's very different than Connecticut.
Yeah.
Nashville.
Yeah.
When I first got here, I was actually like, why is everyone being so nice to me? And I was like, this is so weird. And I just kind of had to get used to it. But honestly, Nashville and just the whole community of artists, it's just been so supportive, which I'm super lucky. And, especially being in country music, that's one of the things I love is that the community is so just supportive and like a family, really.
Yeah. And I call it a curse, but it's not. It's just what people feel when guests in general. I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, and even if I quoted, it'd be made up on the spot. But most people who live here came to visit and then ended up moving
here. And then they fell in love. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people want to kind of know what it is. And they can say, you know, music, and they say, but I don't think it's any one thing. I think they feel this, people move here to pursue a dream.
Yes.
Right. And that's kind of the energy where they feel.
Yeah. It's not just music. I think people come here. I always say I moved to Nashville before it was cool. but now everyone knows how cool it is. And so everyone's moving here, but yeah, I think people come here and they feel the community of people that are so supportive. So honestly, I'm never leaving Nashville.
Yeah.
I just love it so much.
I got that question a lot too. And, it has changed a lot, since you and I moved here.
Yeah.
It's changed a ton since I moved here. Actually this street that we're on right now, Demumbrian, didn't even exist when I was here in 2002.
Wow.
Oh. Hey, you didn't have to say it like that. All right.
Oh, dang.
Well, here's the thing. We're in close proximity to Donald's favorite bar of all time.
Really? And what is that?
Right next door.
Tin Roof.
Oh, really?
Well,
he's got his own drink there.
Well, let's be honest. All right. First of all, she's getting the Tin Roof perspective from only 5 years ago. It's a different roof now. Or maybe it's just different generations.
Yes, that's true.
So it wasn't tin back then?
Yeah, it was whatever. So
those dang millennials.
No. I'm not going to be a millennial basher. I still relate in a lot of ways. All right.
That's true. I'll give you that.
I still remember the weekend it opened. I had a friend go, God, you know, there's this new place opening up on Demumbrian, and it's called Tin Roof. You should probably check it out.
Oh, wow.
And we literally went the first night it opened. So
wow.
To see the progression of what
it
did, not just as a place, but how the street.
It's like a staple in Nashville now.
Absolutely.
Tin Roof,
and this whole area, I think, evolved around it. So there's some history to it, and it's, you know, it's a lot
of fun. That's awesome.
But I don't frequent, you know, near as much as I used to. So don't judge.
Unless you come to VitaFlow all the time.
Well, yeah, for sure. And I do, so.
Honestly, I wonder how many comments they're going to get of like, so Did you have like a quota of how many times you had to mention VitaFlow?
No, like that's the thing. Script? Yeah, like
that's the beauty of it. Like, not
0%. Sponsorship or anything. I just love this place. And it's cool. Right.
So, same here.
And I'm guys, you could probably tell my voice already sounds much better.
How does my voice
sound? You're halfway through the
I'm only halfway
through the nectar.
Halfway through the nectar. It's still
I'm
dripping.
I'm like almost done.
I know.
Here.
But you did get hooked up sooner before.
It's not a race.
Well, it kind of
I mean,
is.
I'm winning, so. Yeah. Just saying.
I'll give you that. Well, April, I have three questions that I ask all my guests. There is no right or wrong whatsoever, but I do love these questions and the answers that we get. Just know that Kevin and I will be judging a little
I
bit.
I judge.
It's hard, so.
No pressure.
Yeah. But no, I think it helps all of our listeners to a certain extent because they're obviously fans of music and... But, a lot of our listeners are really just entrepreneurs sometimes starting to pursue a dream, are pursuing a dream, or really just wanting to know, I want to, but I don't know how.
Right.
And so the cool part about this is I'm not in music, but I don't think there's a better way to find out how to pursue a dream than to interview artists in music. Because you have to create products every day, right? And you have to figure out how to make a living, you know, while pursuing this dream and kind of the ups and downs. And so anyway, I love these questions and just answer honest however you want to. Sound
sure,
good?
Sure.
You
absolutely.
Ready?
I'm ready.
You got enough fluids in you?
I sure do.
Good deal. All right. So here's the thing. If you can have, do you drink coffee, by the way?
Do I drink coffee?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take
I
that
do.
As a maybe. All right. But if you could have coffee with yourself, knowing what you know now, right when you started pursuing music full time, what would you tell yourself?
That is a really good question. I think
Thank
if
you.
I could sit down with my younger self, I would tell her to not take the music business so seriously and enjoy like the moment. I think when I first started, I was too focused on like being perfect. And like whenever I would go into the studio or like I had a show, I would be like, okay, like I had like a regimen and I would like, and I would just be not living in the moment.
Yeah.
And so I think I would just tell myself to like relax and enjoy the ride. Like I've done some really cool things along the way. And I remember being in those moments and not even remembering them because I was so focused on being perfect.
Yeah.
And you're going to make mistakes and that's okay. And that's how you grow.
Right.
So.
Here's the follow-up to that one. Do you think your younger self would have listened to you?
Probably not. I'm a stubborn girl, so probably not.
Yeah. And I understand that because I've asked myself this question a lot too. And then I try to put myself obviously back where I was and go, but people, a lot of people told me good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And did I really listen? And so I always wonder sometimes, are you capable or do you feel like you just have to experience and learn for yourself?
I think you just have to go through these things.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had, you know, people that I look up to, you know, give me a lot of advice and I listen to it and then, but I don't act it out until I've gone through something and then I look back and I'm like, wow, they were so right about that, you know?
Yeah.
So
that hindsight, by
hindsight
the way,
hindsight is.
I know we've talked a lot about sight today, but
it's true.
Yeah.
And also, I have another funny story about me being blind.
Well, go ahead.
Okay,
it's your
so
show.
It was my birthday, and I was out with my fiance. We went to Finn and Pearl in Nashville, and so we were walking back to the car, and I see this guy. To which I think he's walking his dog, so I go up to him and I try to pet the dog. He's rolling his suitcase.
No.
And my fiance literally was like, I don't know her.
Wait.
Did you try to pet the suitcase?
I tried to pet the suitcase because I thought it was a dog.
Yes. See, second. That's the...
Did look. You have drinks at dinner?
Okay, maybe, but yeah. But mostly it was just because I was blind.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know until you petted a hard suitcase.
Okay, no, I went up to it and I was like, oh, can I pet?
Have we asked any of the surrounding businesses if there were cameras, like, on?
That would have been prime.
Yeah.
Good times.
Well, I won't hold that against you, except the next time I see you in public. All right.
Why did I say that?
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know where to go
from there.
It doesn't really lead into anything.
You can only go up from there.
What kind of dogs have you seen? Like, how? Like, I don't understand.
To be fair, the suitcase was an odd shaped suitcase. Okay.
And was he pulling it behind him? Was he pushing it?
No, to the side. To the side.
Okay.
So it looked like a dog on a leash. From a good distance.
Hey, you know what? I have the second question. We'll just go to that one.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just like, that's funny, actually. All right, so we know the best advice that you would tell your younger self. And
yes.
Gosh, live in the moment, right? I want to add just, I guess, regurgitate what I heard. And I think that's what I heard is like, if you're not enjoying what you're going through right now, are you ever going to really enjoy if and when you hit the goal?
Right.
That's kind of the thing. And so like taking it too seriously now and not enjoying the moment means that, well, from what I experienced is whatever you try to hit and when you do hit it, it's not ever as much as you thought it would be.
Right.
So enjoy it now.
Well, it's honestly, I mean, for me, it's about the journey. Like it's not really about, I mean, the whole journey for me has been so special. Just everything I've gotten to do up until this point. How many people have like contacted me personally and said, you know, I was going through one of the hardest times in my life recently, and I listened to one of your songs and it helped me get through that. Like, those are the moments where I'm like, this is why I do what I do.
Yep.
So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, what about the best advice someone else has ever given you? That's, and I mean, it doesn't even have to be on music or career, but just I've always heard this and I just kind of live by it.
Yeah. Honestly, I worked for a brief time with Kevin Jonas Sr. And he told me the hardest person or the person that is going to work the hardest for you is you. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be so true. Just when I kind of, when I was going through something in my career, I really didn't have anyone. You just have to work hard for yourself or no one's going to do it for you. And then when people see how hard you're working, those are the people you want to work with. When they jump in, they're like, we see that you want it. And now I have like the best team ever. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah.
I said this in the last episode, and you kind of told it in a different way. But it's one of those things that I feel nobody makes it, by the way, by themselves, right?
Oh, no.
And
you can't.
Yeah, so to start a movement, I think, in anything, it does take that one person, which in this case is you, to really take the step. And that's...
You have to take the first step.
Have to. All right, so let's just say that like 99% of people... don't, right? And that's there's something to be said about even taking the step. But then once you take the step, it's really about selling out and then finding that next person that really believes in you, that affirms you.
Exactly.
And then that kind of takes you
to
the next level. But I think what it takes to get that person to jump on board is for them to see, well, they've committed and sold out.
Yes.
That's why I'm on board.
Exactly.
You know, and that's that affirmation, that second person. I use second person in kind of a vague term. It could be anything or anybody, you know, but that affirmation goes, oh, now we start the movement.
Right.
Because all you have to do is convince one person.
And then
if you convince one, you convince a bunch.
And then you start gathering a team of people around you that are your friends and that believe in you and that are Team April Cry for me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The Cry Babies. Cry Babes. Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Oh, that's good. That is real very good. So, all right. Well, this is my favorite one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, finish this statement, April.
Okay.
Donald, if you really knew me though, like I know you know me, but if you really knew me, you would know.
Okay. If you really knew me, you would know that I'm a horrible dancer.
What?
I'm really bad. I mean, like, so I have another funny story. if I could, I would get up and start dancing and you would be like, please stop. But I have a pretty funny story. So I had recently had a big photo shoot and they put some music on and they wanted me to kind of like get loose and like, you know, get some candid shots. So they go, April, start dancing.
And
I start dancing just by my, like with the music on, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I start dancing and then like And then they're like, just kidding. Just, you could, that's okay. Just stop.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have a green screen, a double, come on back in.
Yeah. We could move this to Tin Roof. I hear it
hey,
next door.
Hey, I'm down.
Bumping, and we could see this in action.
Well, gosh, this, I don't normally do this, Super Sit McCarty, I give dancing lessons on Tuesdays.
No way. Can I?
I can't sing. All right, and
beef and dance.
But
I mean, dang! I think maybe I need some dancing
what
lessons.
What kind of dance?
Swing dancing mainly. But let's be honest, it's kind of in the hips. So you know, it's,
it's, that's amazing.
If you got it, you got it. You know, I'm not gonna like apologize for this. But.
You can't apologize for being a good dancer.
No,
I mean, come on.
You know, look, I don't know what they taught you or what they teach in media training, but
media training.
But a lot of what they
you're
should,
breaking all the rules,
right? Well, maybe, but if I were to teach it, right?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people love to talk about themselves. They just don't know how to talk about themselves.
Yes.
Here's the thing: I own what I'm not good at.
Oh yeah,
but
dadgummit,
I own what I'm good at. All right,
yeah.
So that I can't sing. That's the truth. I can talk and I can dance.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's
so
great. I love
anyway,
it.
I have the passion for music. I just don't have the ability. So I'm jealous of you. I want to be able to sing and I can't.
You're
you know?
Doing amazing things though. Yeah. I mean, thank you.
Hey, listen, thank you. Cause honestly, this is something that Kevin and I talk about a lot. You know, we can all include an artist and maybe you can add to this as a, kind of fourth question. When it comes to success, I think we look to everybody else to tell us whether we're successful or not.
Yeah.
And you can get into the numbers to kind of affirm whether you are or not. But every time Kevin and I do this, we go, man, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I learned something. It was fun.
Yeah.
I feel better about
mm-hmm.
myself.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if two people listen or nobody listened, mm-hmm. this was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not when we have nectar going through our veins.
No, I mean, the nectar
is like for
good
real.
Too.
The nectar is the actual person.
Right.
Yeah. But I we would do this anyway if nobody listens, because why wouldn't we have these conversations?
No, I totally agree. And I think for me, it's that person that reaches out, like I said, you know, mm-hmm. that said, I got through a really hard time, or, you know, your song made me smile today. Like, those moments are so special.
Yeah.
And that's really what success is to me.
That's great.
Well, that is unbelievable words of wisdom. So thanks.
Thank
those three
you.
Did she pass Super Sick?
She did. And
so I passed?
Listen, I will give you a full report,
but
I'm
going
to have to print it
me?
On a poster board for you to read it.
Oh, wait, can I do extra credit? I need to plug my video. So can this be extra credit?
So we're going to set up the song and all the extra credit stuff. So
feel
free. Rock and roll.
Perfect.
Yeah,
let's
and that's this brings me to my favorite part. So we are going to disconnect or cut here for a minute. And we have Sam to play the guitar, right?
Yes, I'm excited.
Sammy's
been just sitting here like, hey.
I love it. But before
weirdos.
We do that, I do want you to talk about the song.
Yes.
And tell us, you know, the how, whens, and whats of the song. And then we'll tune up and have you play it for us. Cool?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
So am I doing, what song am I doing? Kristen.
Well, that's actually
my manager's
up to you.
Here. Cause I want to talk about my video. So let me just talk about my video real
Great.
Quick. I just shot a video, with James King, who directed it. He's incredible. And it's for my single While We're Young, which is out right now, Spotify, iTunes, all that. So the video is kind of more like a movie a little bit. We kind of made it so it just tells a story, and it's when you watch it, you can, and there's some dialogue in it, which is kind of cool too. I got to show off my acting chops a little bit.
Sing and act, but dancing,
not so much.
But y'all
check out the video. We're looking to release it hopefully June 30th. We're going to CMT tomorrow. I can't wait to play it for them there. We just got finished, playing it for some people at Radio Disney. So yeah, we're just really excited about it. And we're excited for people to see it, cause we've been working real hard on it. So,
awesome.
Well, who wrote, when,
yes.
how, all that good stuff.
Who, when, what, how.
There's so many of these.
Yes. So many questions. So While We're Young is a song that I co-wrote, with Stephanie Bentley, who also wrote Breathe for Faith Hill, who is one of my biggest influences, and Concrete Angel for Martine McBride. So I got to write it with her, Jennifer Pappas, and Micah Wilshire, who also produced the song. So it was just an honor for me to be in the room with these incredible writers and producers. So I'm just happy to share this song, this video with the world now.
Well, I'm excited to hear you play it.
Yeah.
So we will take a break real quick, tune up, and then, gosh, I'm excited. We get the front row seat and be serenaded.
Super Love sweet. It.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is April Cry and her song, While We're Young.
I see your shadow in the headlights in my driveway as my heart beats. I hear your footsteps on my front porch. The clock strikes midnight and I can't breathe. We know that we don't have much time to chase the moon to the sunrise. Just let me get lost in your eyes. Flying high, falling fast, making every second last. Giving and giving it up while we're softly, and that you missed me when you're not with me. You can't breathe on a blanket wrapped in the starlight. You kissed me and I never felt so right. Lost in the music of the night. Flying high, falling fast, making every second last. Give it and give it.
Chills.
Aww.
And I just had the needle taken out of my arm and I got chill bumps on it, and that's, man, aww, that was great. And
thank
listen
you.
I don't think your voice can sound much better. I don't think it's possible.
Aww, sweet.
But if it sounds better after VitaFlow, that's, come on. Maybe I should try to sing right now, Kevin. What do you think?
I would try.
Maybe I can. You think I should sing that one? That's a good song to cover. It's not like too rangy, is it, for me? Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. April, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This was a blast.
It was fun.
And all I ever really ask of my guest is, well, first of all, did you have a good time?
I had so much fun.
Awesome. And your questions and answers were phenomenal. But so all I ask is that at some point, because you're already a big deal and you're blowing up. And I know the more you get busy, the more I'm not going to be able to get you back in here. So I have to, while we're recording here, will you promise to come back?
I promise. Yeah. Are you sure? Of course.
All right. Well,
you can hold me to it.
No, well, actually what you don't know is that I have a non-legal counsel. His name is Kevin Super Sick McCarty. So Kevin,
you are now officially recorded that you have to come back.
I have legally. Legally. Yeah,
and
it's true.
You don't,
I will be breaking a contract.
Jail.
Jail time. It's great.
Kevin took one legal class in college, so we know that that is valid. All right, so that's all we're saying.
That is very valid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just in case you were wondering.
Amazing.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to your show later on tonight.
Yay. I'll see
so
you there.
So you can't get rid of me yet, but looking forward to really just watching you grow, and because you're having fun and you can tell, and you're awesome. So thanks so much. We will, we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
This has been HIDS Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.